Weasel Day to episode 128 of the Dire Weasels podcast. I'm your dungeon master. And with me today are some amazing people players of this game, like Forrest.
Hello.
Forrest, why don't you introduce yourself? What you drinking?
Hi, I'm Forrest. I don't have a drink right now. Because I suck.
It's okay. I mean, this is granted. Who you play?
I play Evan. You know that, Cody. I mean, we've been playing together for like so long now. How do you not know my character's name yet?
I know, but just in case people are like coming in, they just like, who? What's going on? What's happening? Who's this voice?
I'm Forrest. Did I already say that one, Cody?
You already said that one.
And I play Evan, who is I never remember the name of her class, what it actually ended up being called.
Blood Hunter,
that's the one.
We also have with us John.
Hey everybody, I am drinking water because I don't feel tremendous. And I play Connor Quigg.
Connor Quigg.
Did I miss anything?
No, nope. I think you crushed it.
I don't have like an entertaining intro today.
Yeah, like sorry, gang. We're a bit of a sick, sleepy crew tonight.
Yeah. Although I do want to note that like John's sick voice, like usually people get like deeper and lower when they're sicker. It's just John's regular voice, so he's just naturally sexy. I just want to put that out there. Anyway,
we already knew that.
I've got a stomach thing going on. Like, it doesn't change the voice.
Oh.
My voice bottoms out when I get a cold. It's sort of ridiculous.
Heck, here for that.
Alrighty. God damn it. Alright, and we also have with us Molly.
Hey, guys. I am Molly. I play Starella Goldstein, the warlock for Reginald Fuzzykins. But I'm drinking two half cans of Natural Light.
Hey. Two half cans?
What's that story?
So earlier I was playing a game being kickstarted by an unnamed podcast, and
who could it be?
Who could it be? Now. I don't know. maybe you, if you listen to this, you'll have a week to kickstart it. Anyway, we were drinking.
I mean, that might be easier if you knew what it was, but
good point.
But we won't help you.
Beep. Natural Light. So we were drinking it, but then Matthew went to bed. So now I have two cans of Natural Light.
What, wasn't that Mark's gimmick bleeping us when we mentioned other podcasts?
Yeah. I believe it's okay now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm never sure about the protocol of like.
I mean,
I don't know
if
either.
if we're plugging their Kickstarter, I bet they'd be okay with it.
That's a good point.
I think actually by the time that this episode they'd have a few days left.
All right, last chance to get your drinks and daggers.
Oh no, bleep it. She said
oh no,
too much.
Just bleep it all. Is this technically related? I don't know. Anyway, so guys, what do we want to drink to tonight?
I don't know, because it's been sort of a depressing day if anybody's been watching the news. So.
I'm not sure about y'all, but I think
that
was...
the women in their life who deserve better?
I like that.
This bullshit is fucking stupid.
It is pretty stupid. I think that's, like, why I have... I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I don't want to speak for you guys, but that might be why my mood's the way that it is right now.
That's fair.
I feel like mine is more based on how I feel. Like, I would probably still be like this, but that certainly isn't helping.
I'm commenting that if anyone needs to take a break from their social media, I would highly recommend it because mine is just filled with bad stories. And it's like, this is just not good for anyone's mental health.
Especially if you have like personal trauma that might get triggered by all of this, which fortunately for me, I don't. So I can just sort of like hopefully be there to be, like, you know, supportive of the people who are speaking out, as opposed to, you know. But yeah, if you've got your own stuff in the back, in your background, you might want to take a few days out if you don't want that, like, rushing back up.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, to lighten the mood, I'm a nerd, and I've been trying to get, like, this cartoony keychain that comes in a blind bag for, like, fucking 6 months, and I got it. It's a little, little smiling milk carton.
It is very cute.
It is very cute. Did you post it on Twitter or something?
I think so.
Okay. It was very
I think it was because Ariel had posted about wanting to know about someone's day, and I'm like, well, I got this, and it's nice. The only bright spot in my stupid fucking day, so that was the other day.
You know what? To women who deserve better and milk carton keychains.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's our best one yet.
Forrest, did you actually take notes last time, or were you so mad at me for doing the last time thing?
No, I thought you were going to do that again, so I didn't take notes last time.
I did do it again. Oh. I just didn't know how mad you were at me.
I was very mad, so I didn't take notes.
I'm sorry.
So he was so mad that he did the thing that he's done over 100 times.
Yeah, but this time it was motivated by anger, not laziness.
Nice. That must have been a new feeling for you.
I just know what it was.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. I don't deal with madness.
No, it's fine.
Bad.
It's okay. Fine.
All right, fine.
I don't care. It's fine.
God, I hate this.
Roll an insight check on that.
I don't think you need to roll insight on that one there, Cody.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hit me.
Last time on Dire Weasels.
Ooh.
The Steel Master here just kind of explains, you know, what the deal was. He says a few months ago, everyone in town turned into a Dave.
The weird thing is we're not totally sure there's sinister evil.
It's almost as if they break the children, and unfortunately most of the people in the town don't know where the children go, other than Dave Prime and Father Dave. And there's an apprentice of the priest.
Wait, Dave Prime and Father Dave?
Yeah, fuck it, I'll try. I'll just point at the wall and say, you've got an ally here, this Regina. She told me to keep people off your scent, and I'm going to do my best.
This inn used to be my father's. He died a while back, and I sort of inherited the inn. I didn't want to run it. I just hired people to run it for me. Grew distant from the people. I wanted someone to understand me. Some things led to another. I found a way that I thought would let people understand me. And then everyone turned into me.
Is this like a bad genie wish situation?
Yeah, monkey's paw.
Yes, exactly.
As you sort of grab his hand and like you tell him no and you let go, you see his face get like he got really scared all of a sudden, and his nose changed a little bit. And they gave me this. It's a hammer thing, I guess.
What?
And he's sort of like showing it to you. It's clearly a chisel. He just called it a hammer.
A magic chisel made people's faces become him?
That's no way to react when someone that is providing you so much power comes to speak with you.
Oh, is this related to like maybe an agreement I made a while back?
How can you forget Amalite? Get the crown.
I've made mistakes in the past where I've agreed to get power from certain people, and hasn't always worked out the best for me, so I'll pass on this one, and I will pour out the Dark and Stormy onto the ground and walk away.
And you sort of wake up, and you see Allenclad is your patron, Tyke. I can help you more directly if you'd like.
Yes, please.
But in return, I'm going to need something first.
Of course.
She's going to point over at Connor, sleeping in his bed. At the crown around his neck.
Oh, shit.
So that's what happened last time on the Dire Weasels podcast.
I'm enjoying how everyone is going to be trying to steal the fucking crown from me.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
Well, I took my headphones off so I wouldn't get spoiled on what happened last time.
Oh, really?
I thought, really?
Yeah, he took him off just as
I had already listened to the episode, so.
Yeah. Forrest doesn't do that.
I don't do that. I can't listen to us. Like, even just during those, I hate the sound of my voice.
No, but Forrest, you love
your voice. Imagine how we feel.
Yeah, I know. It must suck.
All right, so shit, where to begin first? Everyone's technically sleeping in the tavern away, except for I feel like I left it up in the air what happened to a certain someone last time. So Forrest, why don't you do me a favor, high or low?
Low.
I didn't get my dice up before this, but now I will get it out. I'll roll a thing.
Yeah, those might be important during this Dungeons & Dragons podcast we do together.
Listen, we have digital tabletop. Shut up. I just didn't want you to see you.
Dude, I was just covering because I was reaching over to grab my own dice and I didn't want the listener to know.
Let's just put the cat
on the table and yell at it.
Meow. Oh, God, you haven't done CatCast in a while. Anyway, distractions. Evan, God, okay, I screwed myself there. Evan, you awaken in a very homey environment. There's sort of like a fireplace going.
Okay, this sounds nice so far.
You look around and you see a fireplace going. There's the smell of scented teas in the air. It sort of brings you sort of flashbacks to a time long ago.
Oh, no.
And as you look over, you notice that a few things have changed. First off, everything is in black and white.
Okay, what's the other worst thing that you're waiting to tell me?
The other worst thing is you feel very, like, weak, as if you've lost a level.
One specific level or all levels?
One specific level.
Oh, okay.
And as you look around the room, you notice on the other side, next to a small desk brewing some tea, is one of your favorite people in the entire world. All dressed in black.
Who could it be? Okay.
You also notice that your weapons are across the room.
Are near...
closer to this, you know, favorite person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm gonna go for the weapons. Like, duh.
Okay. I like it. Give me a, you know, just give me like a general dexterity. Give me a dex check.
Okay. I rolled a 19 plus 3 is 22, Cody.
You leap out of bed, run across the room, assuming grabbing your weapons and brandishing them.
Yes, of course. Is there any other way to grab weapons?
I mean, no, not really. It's more dramatic if you run across the room first.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you stand there in the cabin while the man in black turns to you with two cups of tea in his hand. You might not want to do that.
No, I sort of think this is exactly what I should be doing in this situation, actually.
Well, you can keep one sword, put the other one down, and he reaches out some tea to you.
You do realize I'm not going to drink that, right?
He rolls his eyes and puts it down. Sits back down in the chair next to the desk and just starts sipping the tea.
So we're just doing, like, tea time together now? Is that where you think this relationship's going?
No, I figured you had a rough night. I mean, I found you half paralyzed in the streets. You also might want to look at yourself, too.
I look at myself.
he points over to a mirror. And
I was about to ask if there was a convenient mirror, but I didn't think there would be. So yeah, I'll go look at myself in the convenient mirror.
There's a very convenient mirror, sort of like in this chest of drawers, whatever. And you walk over to it, and you notice something with your face has changed.
Oh no, what happened to my face, Cody?
I don't know.
Are you going to make me roll a perception check to know what fucked up thing happened to my own face?
No. You look into the mirror and you realize that your eyes, instead of having pupils, are now all white. You see everything in black and white, but you notice the skin tone on your skin has changed. You're more a deeper gray now.
I mean, it's probably like a good aesthetic, but I don't really like that happening without my, like, approval, you know?
Mm-hmm. Give me a perception check. I want a perception check.
Six minus one is five, Cody. You know how I do on perception.
Yes, this is true.
Molly.
It's continuation from last time. So, yeah, you look in the mirror, you see all this, and it's kind of surprising. You feel tired, your eyes are odd, your skin is, like, grayer, everything's in black and white. You literally see only black and white now.
Yeah, I don't like that. That worries me.
And he just kind of chuckles from across the room.
What did you do this time?
No, I didn't do anything. It's just funny, you know? Like master, like pupil. You understand?
Yeah, no, it is. It is funny, isn't it? How the only time fudged up things like this happen to me are when you're around. I know correlation does not imply causation, but I'm beginning to sense a pattern.
Oh, you're a stats major?
Yeah, you didn't know about Evan's associates in statistics?
This has nothing to do with me, okay? I found you like that.
And then out of what, the goodness of your heart, you took me in and, I don't know, made me a cup of tea? Aw, that sounds so much like my good dear friend I've grown to know and love. Does he want to roll like a insight on that to see if I was being sarcastic?
No, I'm pretty sure it was pretty obvious.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I think he just rolls his eyes and he puts down the tea that like he was drinking and he just picks up your tea and starts drinking it now. And he just, like, gestures to the door. There it is. You can leave whenever you want, Evan.
Do I have all of my stuff? I'm not missing anything other than a level.
Now you're down at Connor's level, I assume?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you look...
I didn't realize the old one would go away. I had sort of, like, insinuated that I'd still be down for the old part of it, just not making any new deals, but okay. I guess it doesn't work that way with Faye or whatever.
You have all your stuff. He just sort of gestures towards the door. I think your pack is like right next to the door too.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like there was more information I'd wanted to get from him in our conversation in the tavern, but I don't remember what.
I'll tell you that he also has a deck of cards like you do.
He does have the deck of cards. I remember the cards, but I don't really want to let on to him anything about my own deck of cards.
I think this might be a good, like, place as he's sort of gesturing to the door to cut over to the rest while maybe you think about, like, what you want to ask him.
Okay.
Kind of cuts over to both Connor and Stu kind of waking up in the morning, like P. Diddy, with a bottle of Jack. Connor, you feel very rested. You feel fucking great.
I wish I were Connor right now.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww. But, yeah, you guys wake up in the morning. What do you guys decide to do? Do you want to fill in Connor about what happened last night with Dave Prime?
Yeah, I think I would. I'll try to explain it as easily as possible.
Dumb it down is what she means.
Yeah. So, Evan and I had
made a picture book for you, Connor.
we learned that the god with the chisel is the one who made this mess. So in the end, we believe that the priest and Dave Prime are just bystanders, pretty much. And really, it's the god who is the mischievous one. At least that's kind of what I got from this situation. So we might need to call our gods and get them to help us out here.
There's a chisel god there?
Yes. My mouse friend. Mouse? Rizrak? Is it mouse?
Rizrak, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's a mouse?
Yeah, he's like, I'm a little mouse in a book.
Aw, that's so cute. He was just a little person in my head.
I mean, that's what we should get done.
You thought it was Peter Dinklage?
I was always thinking it was like the Cinderella mice.
Yes.
Aww. He's Gus Gus.
Yeah.
Gus
I hate how the Cinderella mice talk.
That's honestly fair.
Yeah. Rizrak is at least more like articulate and like...
Yes, yes.
Knows how to fucking pronounce Cinderella, one assumes.
Cinderelli?
Starelli!
Ugh.
Yes, so my mouse friend did let me know that this chisel guy is a god, and so I have reason to believe that he is the cause of this, as opposed to anyone in this town. And I'll say, so why don't you tell me more about your god, Connor?
It seemed like a natural transition.
She's the lady of the pipes. She gave me fire powers. I'm not sure how much more there is to tell, to be honest.
You trust her completely?
Yeah. What would I be without her, to be honest?
All right, you know what I might do? Even while Connor's there, I don't really care. I'm going to knock on Rizrak's door and say, Rizrak, could you give me some more information about the Lady of the Pipes?
So you sort of like knock on Rizrak's door, and Rizrak sort of like, he's got like a little nightcap on. He wakes up. He's got like little circular glasses. He's a little mousy guy. He opens up a door, sort of like takes steps out on the book. He sort of yawns. Yeah. Oh, good evening. Lady, you said Lady of the Pipes.
Yes.
Are you talking about the, okay. So there's like some folk tales. There's some songs. I can't sing. Please don't ask me to sing karaoke. I'm terrible at it.
You should ask him to sing.
No, you don't have to sing.
Lady of the Pipes. Is there any more information to go on other than just the Lady of the Pipes that otherwise I'd be bringing you bards for days. There's a lot of ladies and lots of pipes.
How about we just go with the basics right now? What do the folk tales say about the Lady of the Pipes?
1 second. He sort of like steps down into the book and he's like, hears some scrounging around and like it kind of comes back up. And he's holding like a rather sizable tome and he starts flipping through it. Lady of the Pipes. There are a few folk tales about farming villages and whatnot. Sort of the Lady of the Pipes sort of imbues people with the ability to inspire those, to lead those. Even in some instances, in order to sort of like create warmth in the winter and whatnot, she's sort of like a gatherer of people. There's a few folk tales about like I believe there's the Pied Piper. He sort of comes into town, gets all the mice away. It's very offensive to me, but he does take all of the mice out of a farming village. Probably shouldn't be there, but regardless. There are a few noteworthy things in other stories, usually in knights. She sort of bestows an ability upon them, usually gives them a place of rest while they're sort of on their journey, so to speak. I could get into specifics, right. But Cody would have to pull more things out of his ass.
No, that's great. That's perfect. Thank you so much.
Of course. He sort of like goes back down and then he stops and he sort of comes back up. I heard you talk about God. She's not particularly a god. She was one of the people in the Fae Court.
Oh, thank you very much for that information.
That's my job. And then he's sort of like, now I'm going to go back to bed now. And he just goes back into the book. Oh, and he sort of like waves to Connor. Hi, Connor.
Hi. Do you have food in there?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't have good in any voice except mine.
Sorry, I now have in my head canon that, like, Connor doesn't know how to read exactly, so, like, some knights Rizrak comes out and reteaches him how to read.
Aww.
I'm here for it.
He's a good mouse. All right, anyway.
So, are we going to address the fact that Evan isn't here?
Oh, you are extremely right, and let's go right now. Because I will be thinking of when someone tried to assassinate me, and I will kind of hurry out the door once you say that.
I'll follow her.
That's very appropriate. All right, so you sort of like hurry down the stairs. You guys go downstairs. You notice the bartender's there sort of cleaning up. There's a sort of an older person sort of sitting at one of the tables. He looks like he's drunk off his ass. Another Dave. Dave Prime isn't there. Doesn't seem like any gnomes are there. And you don't see Evan.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to run up to the bartender and say, have you seen the lady I was with last evening?
You're talking about a lady was sitting at the bar with you while you were talking to Dave Prime and you all went upstairs?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. She came back down and she had a drink, but she Well, she just like got up and walked outside. I don't really understand quite what happened. Weird. She just walked outside and she never came back. She took my glass too. I don't appreciate that.
I will try to find that for you right now, and then I will rush out the door. Come along, Connor.
Right, roll it.
Side quest pops up, find bartender's glass. you...
Because we're so good at doing the main quest that we need side quests, yep.
Look, I figured you guys could have like some accomplishment finding a glass. So you run outside, and you look around. It's sort of like still in the morning. Sun's kind of coming up and whatnot. What do you guys do?
Oh, wait, I have ascending. Do I have to know where the person is?
I don't think so, considering that you can talk, like, across planes, potentially.
Oh, right. God. It is a third level spell, but I am in a panic, so I think I might just use it.
After the assassination attempt, yeah, that would sort of make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, now we know what it is.
Yeah. Okay, so I will send a short message to Evan. I will say, where are you? I'm concerned that you didn't come back to the room last night. Are you in danger?
And Evan, you clearly get this. As you're staring at the man in black.
Is this one of those ones where I'm limited to a certain number of words in my response?
I think it's 25.
Yeah.
Okay. In response, I will say, I think I'm all right. Just woke up with the man in black. See you soon?
All right. I will kind of look around outside, make sure I don't see Evan. But as soon as I don't see her, I will kind of slowly walk back into the tavern and choose a table where we're pointed towards the door and say, Connor, would you like a hair of the dog this morning?
Isn't it a little early for that? I just eat something.
Oh, you know what? Breakfast. That's exactly what we need. And I will.
I'm
go.
Just impressed. Connor knew what hair of the dog means.
I feel like he probably comes from a family that drinks a lot.
About to say this.
I will order a couple breakfasts for us.
All right. The bartender sort of like acknowledges
generic and breakfast.
Goes back. You get like a old fashion English breakfast.
Nice.
That sounds really good right now.
Yeah.
That
does sound good.
You just get a croissant sandwich.
Over to Evan. Evan, you're still sort of in this house with the man in black.
Okay. I will sort of stop, like,
collaborate and listen.
I'll stop, collaborate, and listen. No, I'll stop, like, with my hand, like, on the doorknob ready to leave and just sort of sigh and turn back. And say, you know what? Maybe I was too hasty. Let's have a little powwow, shall we? When I was talking to Amelite, it told me about the chisel, right?
No, you were there in the conversation with Dave Prime.
Oh, that was with Dave Prime when they talked about the chisel. Okay.
Yeah.
Did we get a name, or was it just, like, the god of the chisel?
The thing was based on the story that you got from the Dragon Mask.
A story.
And it's the same, like, you were thinking about it, and it is the same story that Rizrak told Stu, and that you told Stu a while back. So you're thinking that the Dragon Mask god has something to do with the chisel. The story was that a person basically couldn't make, they kept making the same statue over and over again. So they went to their leader, this dragon leader, and talked to them. Dragon leader gave them a tool to go back. Then they could create different types of stuff.
Okay. I will ask if what's his nuts knows anything about
high or low for favorable results.
Oh god, hi.
I like phrasing it like that too, because like, what does favorable results actually mean in this instance?
I don't know, Cody. You're the dungeon master. That's your job.
I know. He looks and he sort of smiles. Yeah, I know the story. You think it has something to do with this situation?
No, I was just wondering what bedtime story you'd like tonight.
He like sits back and like rubs his temples. Yes, I know the story about the chisel. And Befabulous.
What?
And Befabulous, the dragon god.
Was that a name?
Yeah. Befabulous.
We don't know that name, right?
I believe I said it once, but in reference to something else.
Okay.
God, I love the sound of notes being taken.
Okay, then. If that's quite all, then I'll be going.
What? No. I believe I get a question after that.
Is that what we have, like a sort of little tit-for-tat, quid pro quo sort of thing going on here? Is that how you see this going?
I would guess it's only fair. You could just leave.
You know what? I'll be charitable. What's your question?
He's sort of like, he like opens his mouth and stops and like he closes it again and looks down at his tea and takes another like long sip. I'm trying to think because I also don't want to mix my knowledge with his knowledge.
It must be tricky when you control like everyone.
I have three documents open right now, switching between them. I think he asks you, how did you know about the chisel? That doesn't fall under your old god's domain.
The domain chisel? I'm a cleric of
the chisel domain. John, nice!
I'm a chisel cleric.
You know, you just hear some things in some bars sometimes. What can I say?
I have an important question. Are you growing a goatee or just too lazy to shave?
Who?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, just too lazy to shave.
I'm going to insight the fuck on this. Hold on. I got to bring up the Man in Black's character sheet.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you going to see if he's telling the truth about being too lazy to shave?
I mean, I wasn't lying. Exactly. I did hear it in the bar.
Holding the truth.
Did you?
Lying by omission.
Is that what you just told me as we heard it from What's-His-Nuts Prime? Dave Prime?
Yeah, but you also came up with a story way before that when you were talking to the little girl.
Okay, that's true.
You just connected the two. Yeah, no, he raises an eyebrow, but that's about it. He says, that's an odd story to hear in a bar, but...
It's an odd town, what can I say?
He smiles and nods his head. It is.
I'll be seeing you.
He sort of like waves. Yeah, he waves at you. He goes, bye. Bye, Felicia.
What year is it? Come on, Cody, get out of here with that shit.
Okay, sorry.
And yeah, then I'll leave and try to find my friend. Where am I? Yeah, actually, when I step out, where the hell am I?
So you step out of the door and you realize that this sort of is connected to a hallway. It seems like this is sort of not a halfway house, but like this is not like it's almost built like a tavern. There's
it's
like a hallway.
Almost entirely a house.
Yeah. But as you sort of go outside, you notice that there are two elven looking creatures tied up sort of next to the doorway. They sort of look like they've been beaten up pretty heavily. And you walk.
Three elven looking creatures as in the. Or two elven looking creatures as in the two elves we saw who weren't Dave?
Yep.
Oh no.
Are they conscious?
They're beaten up pretty bad.
Are they conscious?
No.
I will put my hand on one of them and use my ability Healing Hands to cause it to regain 9 hit points.
Oh, just one of them? Oh, okay. I like that. One of them takes like a deep breath in. don't beat us.
Do you think I'm random?
You're new?
Okay, good. So I didn't do this.
I don't remember, you know.
Good. Yeah, no. I was just checking for concussions. Thank you. Yeah, no, this wasn't me.
Can you untie us?
Who was it?
It was that person wearing the disgusting cape. And
was it a black cape, would you say?
Yes, he was dressed all in black.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Is he gone?
Who are you? And why aren't you Dave?
We came into the town, and I am I am a priest of Bob. I am Jacques, and this is my brother LaSalle.
Okay, why aren't you Dave?
No, we've recently come into the town. Apparently, we came after the change.
I see.
I was going to say, probably the same reason that we aren't Dave.
Yes.
Yeah. So...
So, you know about the miracle, though?
Miracle?
It is a miracle, yes. The people in this town are...
Yes.
Like, it's a godlike miracle.
Yes, the miracle of the transformation.
That's how we're playing it? God, I wish I could be a skeptical person right now.
I mean... You need to make a Scully character, John.
Idiocy is a form of skepticism.
What's up?
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess.
Well, I mean, what do you think that fucking all the Trump supporters are?
Yeah.
Willfully ignorant?
Not, yeah, that too.
Yeah, the miracle. What have you seen? We're here from... we're here from King Reginald. To investigate the miracle.
Ah, the Reginald.
He spits on the ground next to you and he goes, how dare you speak his name in this holy place?
Fuck. Did not know which way that would go. I took a shot.
Oh, did I say King Reginald? I meant
King, I meant King
James.
Reginald.
How dare you get out of here with his vile words. Worse than this man in black.
Oh my god, dude, I am so glad to hear you say that. Because I've had to pretend to like that loser for so long now, and I'm so glad that there are finally some like-minded people, you know?
I don't know if this is a deception check or not.
I don't either.
I mean, you do seem to hate him.
I don't particularly like him, though. That is definitely true.
All right, I'm just gonna do like a high or low for favorable results.
High.
Okay. If it's all. Okay. All right. Yep. He looks at you in your face. He goes, "I know, right?"
Finally, sensible people here. Let me untie you, my man. And I'll untie them, because I just realized I hadn't done that yet.
Thank you, thank you. My poor brother here, he'll be awake soon. Thank you for helping us. I just need to... We can get a few supplies, and I'm still... We're still researching what's happened here.
What have you found, my good man?
Not much, to be quite frank. They did have a church here beforehand, but we're yet to... identify the symbols on it as of yet. The priest that was here is gone. The apprentice is now the new priest and is the priest worshiping Dave. I'm skeptical about this miracle,
the
though.
The old priest is missing, and now Dave, whatever they're calling Priest Dave. Priest Dave is the new one?
Father Dave, yes.
Father Dave, yes.
I'm not sure if this goes against the old religions, though, because they're making a new religion and it's not based on anything. So we're not sure. We're calling this a miracle because we know it's from one of the older gods, but...
Right. So is... Do we know where the church is, Cody?
It's like... Yeah, if you looked out on the town, you sort of can, like, see it. Even if you ask him, he sort of points to a window and he points out, like, the high church.
If there's one thing you know about churches, it's that they're not usually visually distinct.
You know what? I'm okay. Thank you for your time. Sorry about the man who did this. You might not want to go into that room. I'll point back to the one I came from for a little bit, because you'll just probably get your butts kicked again, so maybe just lay low for the day.
I do believe there is a tavern nearby. I think we might adjourn there for the time being. And he sort of like puts a hand on your shoulder. Sister, we shall figure this out together. And he hands you a greater healing potion.
Aww.
How's it gonna go when they meet your boss there, Evan?
Well, that's what actually I'm gonna interrupt and say, Cody, I have one other outfit besides robes, or do I not?
Oh, that boss. I thought you meant the man in black.
No, I don't know enough about him to speak intelligently on that.
Go, Cody?
Yeah, everyone does have an extra set of clothes, so if you do want to wear, there's another set of clothes that you can wear, yeah.
This morning I would have put on not the robes.
She puts on her accountant suit.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
And her tiny glasses that, like, aww, aren't actually, like, don't actually extend to her eyes. She has, like, look down to,
aww,
to
see through them. Oh, that's fun.
That's all. I like that. Gosh, I want this now. Just, like, Stu walking around in sort of, like, this, like, pinstripe suit. Anyway.
It's a power suit, man.
Yeah.
Suit.
Because in this world, women have power.
But, yeah. Evan, you go downstairs.
I will then go to the tavern to find them, yeah.
I think you do go outside and walk to the tavern. You walk inside the tavern, and everyone's there sitting, eating breakfast.
Along the way, Cody.
Yes.
Can I check my deck of cards and see if, now that I know the name, there's a card there for this thing?
As you look through your deck of cards, you do notice that you do have a card. It is the image of Befabulous, a sort of... of a regal sort of king, sort of sitting in a throne. But you notice something particular. He's sitting in a throne. It's gold everywhere. It's like gaudy as all hell. But he doesn't wear a crown. Instead, it just seems like the entire place around him seems to be filled with art and just like statues.
Okay, Molly responded as if him not wearing a crown was supposed to mean something. Does that mean... why doesn't that mean anything to me?
Well, I'm just thinking... oh, because you haven't spoiled yourself.
Oh, okay, this was related to that. Okay, I don't feel bad then.
But you do know that Connor is walking around with a crown on him. Visible crown.
Yes, yeah. Everyone seems to know that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess that wouldn't have particularly tipped you off. Because... is lacking a crown as opposed to seeing the crown the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I also do want to note that the crown is literally one of the cards, too.
Does it look exactly... wait, is this card new?
Yeah, I believe so. You haven't looked at your cards in a while, so...
it's been a minute, yeah. Does it look exactly like Connor's crown? Spell.
Is it prayer healing? Yes, it looks exactly like Connor's crown.
Okay. Good to know. I might need to have a conversation with my good buddy Stu, so...
Disco cool. Stu doesn't advertise.
I got that Simpson reference. Yeah,
so I'll head back to the tavern and have a lovely breakfast with my friends.
All right.
You're just going to walk in nonchalantly like it's perfectly normal that you didn't come back to the room?
Well, yeah, as I'm going, I'm not getting, like, weird looks from townspeople or anything, right?
No.
Walk of
shame.
I
don't know if I just... I don't know if I was just, like, knocked unconscious and that was it, or if I was, like, possessed and then did shit in the town. So I'm not getting weird looks as if I was possessed and killed people, right?
Doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
I will say, when you do walk back inside, Connor and Stu, you notice straight up, Evan's skin is gray, like dark gray, and no longer has pupils.
Oh, I forgot about that.
What happened to your eyes?
You never ask a lady about her eyes?
It has been my experience that ladies like it when I talk about their eyes.
Connor, sort of, working that one out myself right now. And that's about where I'm at with that whole eye situation.
So. You can still see, though, right?
Yeah.
Good enough for me.
I will say, I just want to say, I want to make this very clear, it is still in black and white.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's just for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was operating under that perception, but then I was like, yeah, you should probably verify that I can see in color.
Oh, yeah, you can see in color.
In glorious Technicolor. Beautiful HD.
Everything's fine, guys. Yeah, it's all good.
We were worried about you because of the assassination attempt.
You know what? Fair. And I'm glad that we're sort of more on our toes after that. So A+ to you for that one, Stu.
Well, actually, I have to say Connor picked it up the slack today. And I'll pat him on the shoulder, eyeing the crown.
I'll say,
do I notice this?
Good man. But also sort of eyeing him suspiciously, especially the crown.
I feel like the mood is a little weird in here.
What? No. No, I don't know about that, Connor. You're crazy.
Nope, we're just happy to be all together again.
I can't see me loving nobody but you, for all my life. Something about skies being blue. For all my life.
I will sort of just be waiting for an opportunity where Connor is not at the table so I can talk to Stu.
Molly, I just want you to make a quick perception check real
sure.
quick. Because you did say you changed clothes.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if you ever got this letter.
Oh, wait. I remember a letter.
Did you ever read it, though?
I thought I did.
Okay, well, you just created that perception, so.
Yeah, 20 again. I'm just on fire in this game.
So, I believe...
You're like the anti-forest.
Nice. Yeah. I'm rolling all the good rolls.
Yep. It's so weird not being the person who rolls like trash all the time.
Remember a long time ago, Oi Fischelli gave you a letter?
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, and it was from
let me see. I have it on here, I think. About how Fuzzykin was concerned that I hadn't gotten back to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I remember much after that.
Got you. Okay.
Big Reg is working through some insecurities.
So you didn't get any other letters, right?
Yeah, the only other letters I remember were when we got the letter from Manzanilla about the succession, but I feel like that's all done, right?
Yep. Okay. I think I know where this letter is. Never mind.
I wonder how that's all going.
I'm sure it's great. There are usually no problems when you try to establish a democracy anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So easy. So easy.
So easy. Anyway, so yeah, you guys are all sitting at the table, and you're waiting for an opportunity to Connor to step away. Connor, do you think you would ever step away?
I mean, if Stu told me to, like...
Gosh. I guess maybe can I do an insight onto... I mean, I guess I wouldn't know, though, unless you're, like, making gestures towards me.
Me? No, I don't think I'd be making anything, like, apparent.
Okay, then I'm just going to repeat kind of what I was talking to Connor about. I'm going to say, Evan, I think that we're dealing with some more God issues right now, as you could tell when we were talking to Dave Prime last night.
That could make sense.
So I feel like we need to find... No one thinks... I'm just brainstorming here. No one thinks that Priest Dave would, Father Dave would have any idea about this God, right? It would just be Dave Prime.
I mean...
Out of character, I feel like Father Dave's pretty shifty, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally don't trust Father Dave.
But I have... Well, I mean, maybe the cave... We could investigate the cave, or we could...
There's a cave?
Yes, that's where that Father Dave takes the children, I say in a hushed voice, so no one can overhear us.
Yes. There was, I made some friends on my excursion this morning.
Oh!
Who were saying that they were here investigating they called it a miracle. I don't know. Religious zealots, what can you do? But, they were investigating it and we're talking about the church and how or temple, I don't remember which word they used, either one, which they couldn't tell who it was originally intended for before being sort of subverted by Father Dave. So I don't know if looking into the history of that might help us out.
Yes, that sounds like a great place to start. Let's go now! also, I'll be like, just to catch you guys up, I think that I'm going to be laying low with the Fuzzykin thing right now. Doesn't seem to be all that popular up here.
With the what now?
With the Lord God Reginald Fuzzykin.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Oh, good, great. Don't even worry about it.
Keep it that way, friend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. So you guys, after agreeing, you know, Lord Fuzzykin's bad. Let's not do that no more. You guys get up from the table.
I don't think Connor ever even noticed.
Yeah. You guys all sort of get up and sort of walk towards the church in town. It's a very large sort of building, kind of basic churchy type thing. It's got a big old bell on top.
I'd like to look for any plaques, because I feel like plaques are common on churches, right?
Yeah, they are. As you're sort of like looking around for most of like the plaques or anything, it does seem like every like all the not iconography, but like all of the plaques on the most of the stuff, like it does seem like a lot of this is new. Like a lot of it is sort of has been replaced. Some of the statues outside are sort of replaced with like statues of Dave. Some of the stuff on the side doesn't say it no longer says whatever it had before. It says it's replaced with like a very shiny new plaque that says, you know, First Church of Dave.
Okay.
Is there anything older?
Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
I'm going to also do that.
Do you mean a sleuth check?
Yeah. Give me the sleuth check.
Bringing it back.
Sleuthing.
Cody, what do you believe me if I said I got a 4?
That's better than all I got.
Yeah.
Also, am I supposed to be rolling this?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think I'm constantly going to be like, Connor, check out.
Oh, I got two.
Or we cannot find anything. We're lost.
Our combined scores were an 8. Wait, no, 9.
I think like there's a statue of Dave outside and he's holding a guitar and like it's not like an acoustic guitar. It is like an old fashioned, it is a straight up electric guitar, and you guys are looking at it going, what's that hole for?
Is it the clear one that he sometimes favors in videos?
Wait, what? I didn't know about this.
I'll see if I can find a picture. It's actually a really cool looking guitar.
Are you laughing because I said, what's that hole for?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God damn it.
You guys all just, like, blazed past it, and I don't know why.
Because we're not as awesome as you and Ivana.
Oh, my God. Ivana would have loved it. Yeah. Oh, Ivana would have loved her it. Right now. Hold
okay.
On.
But, yeah, you're sort of, like, marveling at the electric guitar. And you look up, and there's a Dave coming out, sort of wearing priestess robes, and she's sort of making her way down the stairs to you, and she claps her hand, Dave face fashion, and she asks you, "Is there anything I can help you with?"
Okay, Claire guitar pick is in the chat.
Yes, we here are history buffs. And we just were checking out the old architecture in town. Do you happen to know anything about it or know anyone in town who is particularly up on the history of this town?
Not so much. We have changed a few things. Me and Father Dave did not think anything about the historians. Go ahead, give me a deception check.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Molly,
so loud. The noise wigged out a little bit, I felt like.
13.
13's actually not bad. I think I set the DC pretty low. I think she goes, we thought nothing about historians. Thankfully, we did save some of the few relics from before, but sort of we had a conversion in town because of the obvious changes. She said,
was it to metric?
Yeah.
Of course, the king's version of it, yes.
Would you mind terribly if we could just take a look just for our own curiosity?
Certainly, certainly. And she sort of takes your guys' hand and leads. I think she reaches out to, like, Connor. She sort of, like, gives eyes to Connor and, like, takes him specifically inside. You guys can follow if you want. But she takes you inside and sort of shows you the church.
Context.
Yes. Context. God damn it. I'm going to have to watch my words now.
I didn't do that one. I was going to let it go. Just saying.
She takes you inside. She leads you down, like, a few hallways, and she takes you to, like, a back storage room. You notice inside there's some statues and some plaques in here. And this one, all the iconography in here seems to be towards a monkey.
Hey.
Like, there is this very large statue of a monkey, sort of has, like, very big round eyes, sort of, like, standing at attention, chest popped out, puffed out. And you see on the plaques, it's Odadai.
Oh, that is a familiar name to me.
It's on my character sheet.
Yes. Let's see if I can remember.
Oh, I guess one thing I should add, the statues are wearing crowns.
Oh.
Do they look suspicious? You know what I'm trying to ask. Yes. Do they look like John's?
Kind of. Like, just similarly to John's.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's not, like, spot on like your card was.
Okay.
I'm going to point this out to Connor. I'm going to say, oh, Connor, these crowns look a lot like your crown.
What are the odds of that?
I feel like your tone of voice is a little weird there. I'm not sure what that's all about, but...
Sorry, I'm just so fascinated.
It felt normal to me, Connor.
Why is everyone being talking weird? I guess you're always a little surly, but
I know.
Is the priestess around?
Oh yeah, she's okay. Like showing you inside. She's sure. She mentions, like, I need to keep Father Dave usually has this back room locked.
Of course.
Yeah. It's just a storage room, and this is sort of like relics of old. I'm not sure what Father Dave had planned for it, or if the old priest would come back. Maybe he would take some of this with him.
Yeah, what happened to the old priest?
It's quite
tragedy,
a
that. Shakes
sad
head
tale,
on.
Actually. He went over to the neighboring town, over towards... I need my map. Where's my map at? Fuck. He actually went towards Carthage, Godric's Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a mission there.
When did he leave?
That's what I was... It was before the change. It was before the change happened.
How soon before the change?
How soon?
I would say it probably takes a good week and a half to get to Godric's Hollow from here. I think he left out like a month or so.
A month or so before the change started happening.
Yes, yes. And then after the change happened, he came back. He was quite distraught over it. We tried to console him of this, but he wanted none of it. And then he decided to leave the order. That's when Father Dave stepped up and became the new head priest.
Where is the old priest now?
Not quite sure. He did cause a ruckus in town, and well, Father Dave told him that he should either stay with the ways or leave the town. And I believe he just left and went back to Godric's Hollow.
I'd actually like to roll insight on that.
Okay.
Fucking six.
No.
You see this?
Yeah, I do see this.
I rolled a...
You have a decent insight, too.
I know! I double two.
I got an 8 total.
Yeah. No. She seems to be tearing up, too, at the story. Seems very sad for her.
So what was Dave before he was the priest? Current priest Dave.
Father Dave.
Yeah, yeah. What was his old?
Are you speaking of his old name?
No. I mean, like, what did he do? Like, I don't.
He was the apprentice. He was sort of next in line to become the head priest. While the head priest was gone, he was taking care of things. He was sort of in line and getting groomed in order to take over that position.
And the church before, it had this Dave focus, probably, like, didn't preach those sorts of things. So why was the old priest being told to leave? We haven't been told to leave, and we don't subscribe to this.
It was because the old head priest was making a ruckus. He was in the streets yelling about how Odadai didn't approve of this. Odadai was doing things to that we were being corrupted, and it was making a lot of the other people in town sort of nervous. And well, when you have someone in your face sort of screaming at you that you're cursed and corrupted, it's not a very good image.
Never been there.
Yeah.
So then he, of course, never went through the transformation then.
He wasn't in town at the time.
Okay.
What is the church's understanding on the transformation? Like,
the miracle.
Sure, we'll call it that. But
we don't like to call it a miracle. Dave doesn't perform
miracles. I thought they'd like that.
She sort of like chuckles. We come to the understanding that while Dave was, it did seem like Dave did bring this out. We didn't call it a miracle. I'm sorry, I forgot the original question. I wanted to make that a point, but apparently I got too far into it. What was the original question?
I just asked what the church's understanding of what actually happened is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. She says that we understand that Dave brought about this change upon all of us, and this is for the betterment of the entire community.
But
we understand that the change happened that one night, but anyone who understands Dave from now on will become like him.
But why is it better?
You sound like me now, John.
Because she sort of like, sighs, she looks to the side and looks up. She goes, have you ever had a quarrel with a friend and it's sort of irreconcilable? It's difficult to sort of like get through those times apart, sort of like a separation of yourself and them. There's now more of an understanding. Dave has made a center of mind for all of us. We sort of feel the same.
Do they have a creepy hive mind?
Yeah, they do.
I feel like I asked that last week.
Yeah.
Not in character, just...
Because that's why they know which Dave it is.
I don't like the hive mind.
There's nothing to like about this.
Well, I was...
Are you
when we left this...
Saying this A out loud?
No.
Okay.
No, this is out of character talk, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
There, I was, right. Like, when we left this whole thing, I was gonna, like, talk to you guys and be like, should we even fix this?
Yeah.
It seems, like, fairly harmless, you know? They just all have the same face. But now the creepy hive mind thing is sort of turning my mind around on that.
Nothing about it seemed good. Like...
Yeah.
And it seemed hive-mindy last week, too.
Yeah.
I think it's just getting to the point where even, like, Connor's starting to be creeped out by it.
I think it's pretty clear, then, that the priest did it, I'm thinking, right?
Like, somehow precipitated it, even if, like, OG Dave feels like he's responsible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if he's causing more, well... He must have some sort of power with the chisel, because
right.
If he's converting more people to Dave.
So the church now is just dedicated to Dave, or is it just a new god?
You're asking this to her?
I'm asking you to see if that's been made evident at any point so far.
Okay. Yeah, looking around, statues of Dave, pedestals to Dave. We, like, there's active worship of Dave.
Okay.
Quick question. Do I know that the crown that I have is of Odadai, or did I just label it that way so that I would know in the future what I was talking about? Like,
oh, shit. I think it's labeled that way. I think we labeled it that way. I don't think Connor actually knows.
Okay, I didn't think so either. But I wanted to verify that.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Now, do you want to ask her that in person?
No. I mean, it seems like it's pretty obvious that it's just to Dave. So I think I'd be satisfied with just that.
Okay.
Do I ever feel like anything coming off of the crown?
Ooh, good question.
That is a good question. Give me an insight check.
Okay, couldn't be as bad as the last one. Oh, yeah, it was 3 better.
Mm.
For the most part, no. Like, it just kind of sits there on your chest. You think some of the gemstones on it sort of glow sometimes, but you just think it's shiny.
I'm going to try to actually, like, interact with it, just, like, sort of fiddle with it.
Okay.
I like that. Give me a second. Let me do a little dice roll.
Oh no. This is making me nervous.
Okay. You're sort of like fiddling with it, and the priestess sort of steps towards you a little bit more. Is there anything I can do to help you? And she sort of takes your hand and sort of like puts it between hers. She sort of like looks at you.
Why do you have my hand?
Ah, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, the personal touch is sort of a way that one can sort of emphasize that, you know, trying to connect with another person.
I'm not really into Dave's. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Oof. She sort of lets go of your hand. I apologize if I was too forward.
It's the mustache thing I think is the hardest part.
Oh.
You know what? She blushes and she touches her mustache and looks down and like to the side.
Funny. That's funny.
All right.
Was that a result of me fiddling with the crown or?
You're not sure.
Huh. But I didn't feel anything in particular.
Nope.
All right.
So
out of character, I want to hold the crown and, like, do something and see what happens. But, like, in character, I don't have a reason to try it yet.
I mean, there's always, like, you know, things you can do with crowns.
Oh, right. Like, wearing it. But I'm not there yet.
Okay. All right. So you guys are sort of standing in this way, and you actually hear sort of movement from outside the main hallway. And the priestess sort of looks up. She goes, oh, Father Dave must be back. I didn't expect him to be back. And she sort of, you all can stay in here and look at the artifacts. I'm just going to go talk with, roll me an insight.
All right.
5.
10.
Hey, you're getting better.
With a 10, nah, doesn't seem that way.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like she's terribly married.
What about his 5?
Yeah, she seems distraught. She runs off in a hurry. Now she runs away, and you hear talking from the other room.
I'm gonna try and listen because I'm getting to the point where I don't trust.
So Stu and Evan, you guys stay in the room, and Connor goes out and listens in the hallway.
Oh, good.
I feel like I've made you guys roll so much lately. I need to like slow it down in the rolls. So I'll give this to you because, like, it's just Father Dave. I'm back. I need some supplies. I'm not sure why I took up the teenage boys first. They seem to be more resilient.
Ooh.
Is there any medical supplies? He's bit himself. I don't understand. And she's sort of like, you hear him. It's okay. It's okay, Father. I believe in you. We all do. And sort of like she goes, you hear like some rummaging around and she goes back. She goes, oh, there's some historians actually here. They were looking at the artifacts that we took down to replace with Dave's plaques and statues. And he's like, oh, if they wish, they can take them. I don't think the old priest is going to be back for them. I gave him that opportunity, but it's quite sad. I'm glad they're going to a decent use, though. Dave would be proud. And she sort of like nods and she goes, Dave would understand.
I'm going to walk back towards them and I'm going to message Stu and specifically talk about the, like, basically just relay the part about the boys being more resilient. That whole thing seems kind of creepy as fuck.
Yeah, the real creepy bad part. Yeah.
And the other stuff just seemed like not worth reporting, but like I don't think I can message two people at once, otherwise I would message them both, but...
Okay, I think you can, like, kind of, like, finger guns.
Okay, then I will communicate with both of them about that specific piece of it.
Okay.
Hey, Cody, you just made it canon that we can communicate any thought with finger guns, so...
No, I mean, I feel like I need to be involved.
Oh, that was him sounding, aww.
Yeah. Finger crossbows. Anyway.
I need to initiate the fingering.
Oh my.
Oh dear. Alright, so.
Even I didn't like that one.
So, what do you guys do?
I'd like to be,
Actually go back, like, 30 seconds?
Message a quick reminder that you can respond to me without talking. I feel like this has been a problem in the past.
Can we go back like 30 seconds to the time in which...
Oh, you want to have a conversation about the crown while I'm not around. Okay.
Yeah. Because you were out of the room for a minute. Yeah. So I would definitely take that opportunity to pull out my deck of cards and show Stu the two relevant cards.
All right. I'm going to whisper to Evan...
Oh, yeah. You also do now have the, I believe, I'm not sure if this is the first time that you've seen this, but you also have the Odadai one.
Okay.
I'm gonna whisper to Evan that apparently the Lady of the Pipes isn't a god. It is a lady on the court of the Fae.
So that just means that, like, he is a Fae-packed sorcerer then, right? Or he's lying to us. Or he just doesn't know what a god is and what a fae creature is. Oh my god, the possibilities are endless.
That's true.
I feel like it's just those three.
Yeah.
There are probably others. You remembered the name wrong.
Also, I want to note that I'm not sure if I ever described the Odadai, the one. It's sort of like a castle with like the little... I don't want to say parapet, but it's like the little... You know the place where, like, old kings used to stand to, like, to say something to, like, their people? It's basically that...
Yeah, like where the Pope goes to get mass.
Yeah.
Right. He's got the crown on. He's sort of, like, there making a speech. He's sort of, like, gesturing out towards, like... You see, like, heads of crowds underneath. There's, like, banners everywhere of, like, this, like, monkey in this pose. And, like, it is very regal, like, very, very formal... Like, everyone seems to be, like, immaculately clothed. And, like, he is smiling and just, like, beaming.
And, Connor's just... Has Connor had the crown since we knew him?
I got it when Steph was around.
Oh, okay.
Steph freed... my air quotes god and
oh yes
and then she gave me this. The crown to protect
the deer. Was this the deer?
The deer was not the god. The
deer was
the god was like the like trapped sort of bad guy kind of. I think
it was
yes
it was called
it was a garnet was it a goo of some
yeah,
sort?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a goo creature.
Yes.
It looked very, I will say this, Evan, for Evan, it looked very familiar to a different type of creature.
Right. I don't know if it was intentional, but the Lady of the Pipes is January, and Garnet is the January birthstone, but...
Oh.
Was that intentional, Cody?
What are you talking about?
Aw, look at you being good. I love it. But yeah, so I'll just sort of intimate to Stu that maybe we should keep an eye on Connor and his crown.
And I'll be like, yes, totally.
Good. And we probably don't have a ton of time to talk before he comes back. So yeah, now we can like fast forward again to after he sent the message and we're there now.
All right. My message back to Connor is going to be like, is the priest and the priestess coming back here?
I'm going to message back. They didn't say so, but I'm doing this just in case.
Okay.
Also, I didn't make any effort to have that in my accent.
No, very, like, exceedingly little.
I'm just going to be kind of, I'm going to have something in my hands, like, be pretending to examine it kind of thing. While just, like, keeping an eye on the door and...
I mean, I'll legit examine some stuff.
Well, yeah. That's true, too.
I mean, I want to look at one of these other crowns. Like, sure. More closely.
Ooh, yeah. I'll probably do that, too.
And I will be watching Connor very closely.
Okay. Yeah, you guys sort of, like, look at the crowns on the statues. They look similar, sort of like... You know, like, some crowns, they, like, come up to, like, a point, or, like, some of them come up, and then it's, like, the little, a cross, or maybe it's just, like, straight up, and it looks like a tower at the top. Like...
Sure.
That design is similar on all of them. All of them sort of go up to, like, this flat, like, part, and it looks like a tower at the top, and it goes back down, and then goes back up into the tower again. Your crown does that. This crown does that. There are a lot more filigree on your crown. The okay. Gemstones are in the wrong locations, but like the general architecture or the general structure of the crown, same.
Do I feel like they're just related, or do I feel like it's an inaccurate, like, approximation?
No, no, it's like it's a decent like approximation of what your crown would look like.
Okay, so it's just a not super detailed version of the crown around my neck, I'm thinking.
Right. It's almost like, it's, I don't want to like put it like blatantly out there like this, but it's like the telephone game. Like have like an item of, if this is all connected, you have an item of a god, and it's like, okay, not every priest is going to know exactly what it looks like.
Sure, sure.
It's going to be pictures of pictures of pictures of pictures of pictures.
Nice.
Okay. And... all the artifacts are just, like, statues and stuff? There's nothing, like, written?
No, there's nothing in this room that seems to be written. It's mostly statues, plaques, there's, like, some portraits and paintings and whatnot. But, for the most part...
But nothing particularly illuminating?
Yeah.
No pun intended?
I think after, like, looking through this stuff, the priestess does come back and she says... Father Dave was here. He just had to pick up some supplies, and he's headed back towards the caves. Is there anything else you needed? He did say that you could take whatever you would like from here. We have no use for it now.
I take all of it.
Say, that's very generous of you. We really appreciate it.
I have a really terrible Arcana skill, but I kind of want to try and see if I can pick up anything like that's legit magical out of all of this.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
Ooh, that's a 3-1.
That's a nope.
I mean, the if I had advantage, the other one was a natty, but
mm-hmm. Ooh, do we have room to take it all? Or I mean, I guess not the statues, but
if you wanted to, like, take the plaques and stuff, you could.
Yeah, yeah. Do any of the crowns come off?
No. They're, like, built into the statues.
Too bad we don't have cameras.
Oh, I think I had an object a magical item that was basically a camera.
Yeah, that'd be a good object.
Nah, too bad I have fucking detect magic. That would have made my life easier.
True. All right. So you guys stuff your packs full with plaques? Pack plaques.
Yep.
I'll take some pack plaques.
Pack plaques? You guys have been in this room for a while now, and I don't know how to cliffhang it from this room.
Sorry. I'm gonna be like,
Connor, I think we need to go to visit this priest. But I think that you should hide your crown. Let's see what he says.
Am I wearing a cloak? I would imagine I'm wearing a cloak, right?
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
I'm just going to flip it around and tuck it down the back of my cloak.
And I'll be like, okay.
It works.
Because I don't want it to not be on my person.
I'll look a little disappointed, but...
Which priest are you speaking of?
I think she means the one that got like cast out.
Yeah, that's the one I was
thinking. That's the impression I was... Maybe that was a little bit of out of character, and I shouldn't have been able to make that jump, but that was the impression I was getting. And I felt like...
I think it's okay. So, I will let you guys know that he went to Godric Hollow, and she said it's probably about, like, a week and a half away.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't leave yet.
Do you have, like, Dimension Door or anything like that?
Dimension Door is, like, only 500 feet.
Is that really? Oh, wow, that is fucking weak.
Yeah, Dimension Door is not far. You need, like, Teleport to do something like that. Yeah.
What level even is Teleport? I don't know.
That's a good question.
Why have I never used Prayer of Healing before? It's really good.
Teleport is a 7th level conjuration. Up to 8 willing creatures.
7th level?
I mean, I guess when you think about it, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Also, Prayer of Healing takes like 10 minutes to cast, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, I'm sure there have been situations where it's been like, we could all use healing.
I think I know exactly how to do this.
Okay,
so you guys discuss like, okay, we should go see the priest, and the priestess sort of like leaves and sort of like leads you guys out. She mentions that Father Dave was here, just here, and then in through the door, slamming the doors open. What?
I just had a thought about the priest, Molly. Like, how does like sending work? If you knew like this priest's name, could you try and contact him that way?
I was wondering about that too, because I do have. I also have.
Sorry, Cody.
It says a couple things.
It says to a creature you with you are familiar.
How? But that's kind of vague.
I would say familiar is like, since the base word is like family, you would need to have like sort of like at least a. Active, like, you had to have a conversation with them. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, Cody, would you like to cliffhang?
No. Yeah. So, you guys are sort of walking out, sort of talking, discussing about going to see the priest. The priestess sort of, like, waves goodbye to you and whatnot. But then as soon as you guys get to, like, the main room, you notice the two doors swing open, and you notice two beaten-up-looking elves walk in.
Oh.
And one of them steps in front of the other and points and says, I know now what this place is. This is not a miracle. This is a corruption. And, like, you hear the priestess from behind you sort of, like, she just, like, just a deep sigh. Oh, not again. And I think that might be where we cliffhang it.
Maybe I should have left them tied up, I guess, huh, guys?
I mean, honestly, this might end up working out in our favor.
Yeah,
I guess.
So we don't go off on a wild goose chase.
Oh, gosh. I have to make that now. I just have to make geese for you guys to chase down. Everyone roll athletics. Yay.
I'll just throw a fireball at the pack of geese.
Cooked geese.
Geese are assholes.
They are.
They're very angry bastards, aren't they?
Yes.
Same.
Right.
One time, the target I used to work at, geese liked to hang out in the parking lot for some reason, and, like, I'm just walking towards my car, and they just start hissing at me. I'm like, you're near my car. Fuck off.
They don't get ownership, John. How dare you?
They don't need to hiss at me. I was giving them a fairly wide berth.
Yeah, it's true. It's funny whenever animals, like, react to you when you're just, like, walking by. It's like, I'm literally walking parallel to you. I'm walking here. Fucking.
It's evolution.
evolution.
I get the rabbit impulse, which is just run.
Right. Everything fucking eats me. Please. Please, no. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Dire Weasels podcast. I believe, do we want to, we have one email. Do we want to, like, knock that out real quick?
Yeah,
I feel like it's a very special email.
It's a good email.
Oh, hold up. Except that's not the right email account, because I have more than one email linked to my Gmail. Okay. Oh. I didn't know about this. Okay, this is from Ivana.
Aww.
Who is that?
Yeah, who's Ivana?
Mm.
I'm not going to pretend I don't know who Ivana is.
John, play with us in this space.
Play with us.
I hate it when you fucking do that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty creepy, myself.
Anyway, she says, how the fuck are you? Let's start there.
Good.
Yeah.
Not amazing?
Yeah, we're getting by, but it's a lot, we're missing our good friend Ivana.
Alright. I don't really have anything to say to you people, but here I am. That was all caps. That's why I emphasized it. Why do people
appreciate it?
Why do people stick their gum on the underside of things? It's gross. Ugh, don't do it.
Jerks.
Yeah,
it's because people don't give a shit about the fact that, like, you know, someone has to clean it up, or in the case of
those are the same people who litter. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
In the case of children, I think it's possible that they legitimately don't know any better. But
did you never watch Captain Planet? Come on, people.
What's the longest you've ever peed? I assume she means the longest amount of time.
I generally have, like, pretty short pees, so mine's not very impressive.
For me, it's probably only about a minute. And
a long time, though.
Sometimes when I wake up, like, because, you know, if I don't go, like, sometimes I don't bother peeing before I go to bed, then when I wake up, it's a lot. But I also think, this is going to sound gross, I think I have a fairly thick stream, so it never gets super...
Oh my.
Super long.
Everyone get at John and his thick stream.
Mm.
What's the weirdest place you've peed?
I used to really like peeing in the woods because I thought it was fun. And I thought that porta potties are gross, and usually they are.
Oh, so porta potties are disgusting.
Yeah.
In front of a building in Cincinnati, Ohio, because I was there nothing was open and I really needed to pee.
Oh.
I, like, walked, like, I was just, like, in this area, and there was, like, one that had, like, kind of an enclosed doorway, and I kind of went around a corner.
That's bad. You could have gotten public indecency.
I don't think that this is the weirdest place, but I'm pretty sure I peed in the Panama Canal.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm just glad no one said, in someone's mouth.
No, I'm a really shy peer, so I don't have any good pee stories.
Like, if you
sorry,
if you like water play, all respect to you. Just
yeah, Cody can't judge. Not with all his furry porn.
God damn!
I don't judge
every episode.
Just not
every
my
fucking
thing.
Episode.
The next one is, when is Ivana coming back? She's clearly the very best. I wonder how she's doing, because I wouldn't know whatsoever. Maybe I shouldn't have said that Ivana sent this.
Vala's coming back in, what is it, like...
January or February?
I think it got moved back.
Did it?
Like, yeah.
It was originally supposed to be, like, October.
Yeah, I thought that was it getting moved back.
I thought it got moved back again, but...
Did it really?
Did it?
I thought it did.
Someone message her really quickly so we can answer this question.
Ivana, we need to answer your question.
Although, she's on a date night tonight, so she might not get back to us very quickly.
Yeah.
They're back. She was messaging me a couple minutes ago.
They're very cute.
Because I tweeted at her. Because you guys didn't recognize when Cody said, what's that hole for?
Gosh darn it. So, hashtag, soon, TM.
Anyways, Forrest, you suck. Cody is a butt hugger. Molly is...
Every day.
Molly is an ethically... I corrected her grammar by making that an and. Molly is an ethically sourced gem, and John rocksores my socksores rar.
Oh.
Spelled as cringy as you would expect, with a couple of legit zeros in there. And then K thanks bye, all one word. Signed with venomous passion, clearly not a former recording cast member or kissy face.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, person I maybe should have pretended wasn't Ivana, but is clearly
she
Ivana.
She is a good goof.
For your email. You should do that more, because we miss you. Damn it.
Yep.
Yes.
You too, Mark. I know you're listening.
That is also true. We do miss Mark.
Oh, God. I just realized that Mark might be listening and how much he might be judging my editing. Oh, God.
You're doing great, Cody.
I mean, honestly, you always can say, I've never put two outros on an episode.
Yeah.
While we're throwing shade at him.
I technically have, but for goofs. Let's get this. If you like to email us like our former cast member, hopefully coming back cast member, you can email
on
us
hiatus cast
on hiatus cast
on sabbatical.
That's much better. You can email us at direweasels@gmail.com. If you want to give us 5-star rating review on iTunes or any of your respective podcasting app, that would be great and amazing, and we would love you forever.
Do you used to have a script you followed?
I think I did. I don't like using it anymore.
I mean, I get that, but
I like it free form, but like I'm also really bad at this anyway. If you want to give us some money, you go to patreon.com/direweasels, give us some monetary stuff. This is the third week in a row that I've said that I would send out a thing, and I have not yet. So that will be out as soon as I possibly can. And
so everybody yell at Cody.
Yeah, please yell at me. Just tweet at me every day. Hey, send the stuff. If you want to contact us on Twitter, you can do it at direweasels. I'm at CodeDude3.
I am at Walk6070.
I'm at Absurdus Kobold and two other places that are less relevant to this.
You can find me at MollyMM9. That's Molly with an IE. And you can find our former coming back castmate at Arcane
Dice. Our once in future castmate.
Ooh, once in future. I like that.
Don't forget that we are part of a podcast network. It has become a goof that I have been increasingly bad at pronouncing.
I don't think it's a goof. I think you just don't remember
it. We should call it the S-Mouse Studios.
Yes, S-Mouse.
Yes.
That is correct. They have podcasts.
They
like,
do.
Like what? Like which ones?
Hey, Forrest, you didn't chime in.
No, I didn't.
What's a podcast? That
I can mention
so
one.
So podcasts are these things where people record stuff and then release it online. You can download it and listen to it whenever you want. They're like internet radio. They're super cool. You should get into them.
You don't download internet radio. Right, it's actually not like internet radio.
John, okay, I did my best.
You did terribly.
So I know that Hoof and Sword was on a brief hiatus, but they recorded a new episode recently, so they're coming back. And I think that last time we did not mention, you know what we didn't mention is Nebulous Nights. We never mentioned that. And that is another podcast that our glorious DM Cody runs. So if you're looking for more Cody in your life.
That's part of the SHU canon though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of the SHU feed.
Listen to that
shit. Because like, I feel like if we wanted to get really, really specific, we could like spend
that's true. Like, you're right.
Over a month highlighting the different things on the SHU feed.
That's a good
that's true.
Point.
Of which my favorite is probably the Villains feed. Or not feed, but Villains podcast.
Well, oh, and you. I'm going to be coming. Oh, Villains is really good. But I'm going to be on a side feed as well. I recorded a goofing around something something.
Is this something that might have happened
sitting
while
around
you were
around
in the actual Schmouse house?
Yeah, sitting around. Saga, that's it. Sitting around goofing around. So if you want to hear more of Molly, you can go.
Which we all do.
Always.
There are also some episodes of other podcasts where she doesn't talk about us. You can find them and listen to her shame.
It's just for Dire Weasels is for the special person, and if you're not that special person, we don't want you.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
There are very few people in my real life who know that I do this.
I think, yeah. I think that there are some people that would be like, this is very offensive. And it's like, well, okay, I guess so, but
I mean, also. I feel like as we've gotten further into the era of Trump, we've gotten less offensive. Because, the world started being, like, seriously fucked up, and it stopped being funny to joke about it being fucked up.
True.
Yeah. Good times! That's it, everybody.
All right, but bye.
Closing out with a bang.
No, he hasn't said the thing yet. We need to say the thing.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, go fuck yourself. You deserve it.
There you go.
Molly, you've never had a thing, have you, Molly?
No. Just say bye!
Yeah, that's your thing. And good night, Kens.
The music used in the Dire Weasels podcast is Lad Quig Jig by Lad Quig. It is available under a Creative Commons license. For more information, feel free to email us, direweasels@gmail.com.
Silence.
Good old silence.
That's not silence, John.
Oh, right, that. Sorry.
That was really funny.
That's going to the bloopers kind of for ready. Sure. All right.
Are we doing silence now?
God damn it.
Oh, was that the sign? Okay.
Yeah, John also was snickering too, which was just made me almost want to bust out laughing. Okay, all right. In 3, 2, 1. Oh gosh, I also fixed the loading in the chat, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway,
what now?
Something about the stream. It's nothing. I'm gonna cut all this out. Cody, cut all this out. You're just gonna put it at the end. Fuck you. I hate you.
Aw.
I love you, Cody. It's loaded now. I'm on it.
No, there's not.
There's still nothing playing, right? Cody, you were so snappy on it last week. You can't give us those expectations and then just do this. Come on, man.
What is stuck? What do you mean?
Can't hear anything.
Yeah, we...
Oh, sorry. I fucked it all up. I'm so sorry. No. God damn it. I was sitting here in quiet. God. Okay. You might not want to do that.
Wait, he tells me you might not want to do that, or is that Cody editorializing?
No, that's him. Sorry, it gotta get deeper. You might not want to do that. You're not supposed to be here. Like master, like teacher, or like master, like student. It's been a long night. I've been trying to take
I'll
care
give
of you
here. Another try at that one if you want, Cody.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's just funny, you know, like student, like master.
Like student, like pupil.
Like student, like pupil. Like master, like pupil.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Wake up in the morning like Peter. Brush my teeth before I leave with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, it ain't coming back. No, okay, sorry.
My toes.
I'll stop.
All right. So, yeah, you guys wake up in the morning. And,
I feel like I'm a little more British than usual today.
I like it. It's fun. You should do a character voice sometime, John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard you do a lot of those.
I change my tone. I don't do accents. Thank you.
I was gonna say, all of your characters, just kind of sound like variations on you. Actually, that's not true. All of your characters just sound surly.
I do surly.
Yeah, you
no,
do.
No, stop. Do your conversation. Don't let me interrupt.
This is the only other voice I can think of that you can do.
You do that one very well.
And you see why I don't do more voices. No. Blowjob had a voice.
Oh, no.
I remember that one.
Up top, bro?
Oh, yeah. That. I remember that episode.
What's his nuts knows anything about that.
Let's see.
What's his nuts nose? You know
what? I don't phrase it that way to his face.
I know. High or low for favorable results. Wait, is that... does that
my
mean
Brad Pitt
is... My
domain spell is just create, I don't know, statue or some bullshit.
Creates. No, create bust. It's Brad Pitt. Nice. He's a fucking chiseled priest of Scientology. Because he's got
what
a good
level
chin.
Is
I don't
he?
Know. I don't know. Fucking God, don't let's not talk about Scientology right now. Anyway,
just like ever in general, that's ever. Where my life goal.
Yeah.